This is Apollo Control Houston at 79 hours, 51 minutes, and now onto the flight of Apollo 11. We're some 20 minutes away at this time for time of ignition for lunar orbit insertion burn number two. This the fine-tuned second burn in the series of two as we have inserted into lunar orbit. For LOI 2, the Apollo 11 will be heads down. The burn will be initiated near perilune as the spacecraft passes over the far side of the moon. Retrograde like LOI 1, but unlike Apollos 8 and 10, the burn will not be targeted to place a spacecraft into a precise circular orbit. Taking what was learned on Apollo 10, this LOI 2 burn is designed to take into account predicted perturbations and gradually circularize itself. The numbers that we're looking at for LOI 2, that would be time of ignition, 80 hours, 11 minutes, 36 seconds, which should change our orbital parameters, giving us an apolune of 65.7 nautical miles and a perilune of 53.7 nautical miles. The delta V intended for this burn, 159.2 feet per second. A burn duration anticipated 17 seconds. It's a burn of short duration, but certainly important in that it establishes the proper orbital parameters for the events that lie ahead. As you heard in earlier conversation between our capsule communicator, Bruce McCandless, and crew members aboard the spacecraft, we're go for LOI 2. During this burn, we'll utilize only the Bank A ball valve. The bank referred to here, of which there are two, are mechanisms that drive the ball valves open and shut, causing fuel and oxidizer to mix for ignition. At the present time in Mission Control Center, the last reference you heard from our capsule communicator reflects that they, on their own peculiar shift schedule, are having a change of shift. Astronaut Charles Duke has arrived on the scene, and we can assume we'll take over the responsibilities of the conversational flow with the Apollo 11 spacecraft once we reacquire. At 79 hours, 55 minutes into the flight of Apollo 11, this is Apollo Control, Houston.